We spend a great deal of money and time in passing our faith to young people. We often worry about young people losing their faith. This is a legitimate concern, and it's an appropriate use of our resources. However, today's readings reminds us that we might start off living a faith-filled Christian life only to end in disaster. While we might want our young people to be faithful, it's important that we don't neglect our faith life of our middle-aged or elderly parishioners. Because as we go through life, more and more experiences might lend us to more and more questions about our faith. As of late, I've been calling your attention to being a good steward of our ability to love. And last week, I encouraged you to ask questions. Bringing these two together, I want to look at how we can grow old and yet firm in our faith. As we grow older, our understanding of God, the church, and the world changes. Therefore, as we grow older, we have more questions and less answers. We enter into the mystery of life. We enter into an ocean of gray between the black and the white of our youth. This is natural. Normally, a young person is very inquisitive and has lots of questions. But it's in our middle to late years that it's imperative that we form questions about God, about the church, about life. For it's in our later years that we know what questions to ask. Perhaps this is one of the meanings of John chapter 21, when Jesus told Peter, he said, "There will be a time when another will dress you and take you where you would rather not go." Where would we rather not go? To a place where answers are not black and white. To a place of mystery. And yet it's going to be in the midst of this mystery that we will engage our stewardship of love. We engage our ability to love. For even though God is a mystery, a cloud of unknowing, we choose to love this unknown God, this mystery. This is what we call faith. This is what we call true love. This is the cause of our hope. When I was the director out at the retreat center, I offered a retreat that I enjoyed. It was on the middle years of spirituality. And some suggestions that I found helpful in my research might help you as you reflect this week upon this subject of how can we grow old with grace and yet firm in our faith. One author wrote, "We cannot move into the second half of life unless we are prepared to stand and fight. We will never find real peace unless we accept God's invitation to fight." One fight that we must make is our ability to be humble. In our early years, we try to create the right impression for others. We have it all together. The manner in which we can continue to grow in our faith life in our later years is to give up this false impression and to be like Jacob, the patriarch from the Old Testament, who first divested himself of his position in his tribe and his possessions. And it was only then that he was able to wrestle literally with God. One author put it this way: "It's a biblical principle that in order to become somebody, you have to become a nobody." As you grow older, it brings humility. Humility is fundamentally having a proper view of yourself and your purpose. free of the worry of what others think. Humility is not thinking, I don't matter. It's about recognizing that I don't need to matter. Humility pushes you into the arms of others. It's letting go your need to be right. So as we continue our journey into a more mature faith, this can be very daunting, very scary. But today's psalm might give us the necessary encouragement, a psalm that was probably written by a middle-aged king, King David. And he wrote, "Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my God. You are my Savior."